Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Yud Ches. Picking up the top of the page, four lines down. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Tabcha De Lo Sar Sakina Kamidacham. If you have this Tabach, the Shochet who didn't show his knife to the Chacham, ooh, Mishamtin Lei. We put this guy in Cherem. Says Rashi Shelo Hara Sakina LeChacham. You got to show to the Chacham. V'Rav Amar Ma'Brin Lei. What do you mean? We fire this guy? Rashi says Me Umnaso Shalim Karbasa. Oh, that's it. You're done. You can't be selling basa anymore. Mechuzina and Abisa the Treif. And also we announce it. It's basa that it's Treif. V'lo pligim, really, they're not arguing. Rav Huna Rava. Kan b'shenimse sakino yafe. In the first case, this is talking about Rav Huna, where he says that we're talking about a case where actually we find that the knife is really, was it okay? So therefore, we don't actually go out and fire him, but we just, we put him in cherem for, you know, the way he behaved. And kan b'shenimse sakino yafe. But in the case of Rava, where we say that we actually go out and we fire him, we say everyone, you can't use me anymore, it's when we found his knife is problematic. Says Rashi, the guy Milan Minadin al Kvod Rav, the Brachas, the Perak Mi Shemeso. Right, this is the covenant of Av. You don't behave in such a way. Ravina Amar Hechet Alonimtsa Sakin Yafa. In the case you don't find that a sakin is actually good, Mimasmeis Le Befarta. What do we do? It says Rashi Perish. Parta Targum Shall Perish. They take excrement and we rub it all over the meat to make sure that no one's going to have it. I feel like the Chavon Amilum is that man. He's having this album to a guy. Rashi says Vehechet Alonimtsa Sakinu Yafa. And when we find that the knife is actually fine, it's actually good, and if it's not an issue, then what do we do? Machrizina and Alei, the Trefa, we say it, the Trefa, Mishum, Kenasa, Lov, the Chav, Amiya, Shavkin, and Leila, Zvune. What we do is, just as a kenas, we say you can't have his meat, you know, Trey, but he can still go ahead and get from a guy. He can sell to a guy. Ahu tabcha, dolo sai, sakino, kamei, derava, barchin, and there was this, Shochet, he didn't show his knife to the Chacham, that's Rabbi Vachinana. So what happened? Shamti Abrid. What did they do? They went ahead and they put him in Cherem and they fired him. Rashi says the Gosavik, Yomer Rav, Me'avrinon Le, Afilin Nimtsa Sakinu Yafakamar. Because they thought that even when you found the knife was good, you're still going to go ahead and you fire him. The Achriz Abisei Trefei, and they said that his meat is Treif. Iklamar Zutrav Ravashi Lagabe. They came along and they came to visit Rav of Archinina. Amarle, they said to him, Le'ainu Rabbanan B'milsei, can the Rabbanan please just check into it? Go out and check in and see what's going on. The Rashi says, like I made the Rav of Archinina. And he said, Shaltabach, Ze Ulai Timsu Lo Zchus, maybe you can find a Zchus for him. That is, he requested of them to go ahead and, you know, I don't really like that I put him in such a situation. Can you go, let's find a Zchus, the Talabe Tafle. You know why? Because he's got young kids. Rashi says, Banim Kitanim, young kids, Tuyim Alav, that they're told that they're dependent on him, Lozun. They need parnasa. Right? So you have these little kids over here. So what happened? Batka Rav Ashi the Sakina. Rav Ashi went and he checked the knife. And Nimtsa Yafa. He said the knife is actually good. It's a good knife. The Achshirei. Therefore, they're Machshirim. Actually, the Kesavra Ha. The Amar Rav Me'Abrin Lei. Me'Abrin Lei. That was you said to fire him. Bishalo Nimtsa Sakina Yafa. Come. It's only talking about he didn't find his knife was good. Amar Lei Marzutra. So Marzutra when he saw what it went down over there. So v'lo l'chishmar l'saba. What do you mean? You don't agree with Saba? It says l'saba l'rava bar chinina shaviro v'atam makshiro. He fired him. You're going to come. You're going to give him back his job. But you're not makshiv rava bar chinina. Amalei says back to him. What are you talking about? Shlichus seka avdina. I'm just doing my shlichus. He sent me the check. Rashi shareit sivanu lim talo zchus. He didn't realize that they had been sent by him to go actually get Rav Berchina to take him off that issue, right? So of course, v'achshav shemasinu in anut zrichim lachzor ulehimalech. We don't have to go back anywhere. We found this chus from Amar Rav Behuna. Shein talush v'tzibaron tlusha. You have a tooth which is detached or a nail that's detached. Rashi says shenitla shalechi mina. I don't want to say the jaw of a person was detached. Only the bema from an animal lafukei mechuberes to balechayim, which is coming to exclude if it's connected, which is balechayim. That's considered attached to the ground if it's balechayim. Therefore, it's not going to be no good. So we have this detached tooth and detached nail. Mutter lishchot ba lechatchila. You'll have a shecht with it lechatchila. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean by an untanam? But we're looking at the Mishnah. Chutz b'magal k'tziv ha-megir v'shinem b'tzipar. And the Mishnah said that you can check with anything except for a harvesting sickle, a saw, animal teeth, or a nail. So this is okay. M'pnei shein cholkin, because what does it do? It actually strangles instead of cuts. And for the Gemara, shein ha-shein lo kasha, is that a question? Tooth on tooth. One is talking about it's one is talking about two. Rashi says, "Betarti the field tulushes even the talush menachai v'kuvos v'lechin." It's in the jaw. Have a kisak and beguma. It's like, you know, a serrated knife. She shefresh bein zel lezel because there's a space in between the two. V'chadik sheiv alfakav the ein barochav. Al kaimalan heichad the holich v'hevi afilu sakin kol shehu shera. Even though a tooth is clearly not so wide, but even if it's very small amount, as you go back and forth with that small amount, it's going to be good enough. See, point of Torah in Lokash, there's also another question, is that nail on nail, how about Tulusha B'Chumeris? Remember, who knows, talking about a case when it's detached, if it's going to be good, and the Mishnah is talking about a case when it's detached, if it's no good. Rashi says, B'Chumeris, L'Balechayim, K'Rebi, D'Amar, Ein Shach, N'Chumeris, N'Al, Eshech, B'Chumeris, N'Chumeris. Zok, the next Heilig Mishnah, one who checks with a harvesting sickle in a forward direction. Even though we saw in the Mishnah earlier in Daftes Vav Amud Bey said that you're not allowed to use this type of thing, the harvesting sickle, it's kind of like a hunter's knife, that what happens is like the blade, it's serrated but only towards the handle, which means that if you ran your finger from the top of the knife towards the handle, then there's no nicks that way. It'll just like be, it'll flow nicely. On the way back, though, it'll start tearing like crazy. It goes like from the top down. Imagine it going down and then indents up, and then it goes down again and indents up and down and indents up. And that's clearly going to be a problem, that type of thing. However, that we said, maybe there's a way of doing it properly. That is, Rashi says, Magal Ktsir Derech Halichasa, Eino Karas, Lobis Hillel, Mipnei, Shoshek Kfufim Od. It doesn't actually tear at all. Even though we said it's no good because it tears, that's what we do on the way back. So, Ashokhan, Magal Ktsir Derech Halichasa, Bishami, Posim, Bishami said it's going to be possible. They say, nothing doing.
If they smoothed out the teeth, and then it's just like a knife and it's going to be totally good and dandy. Everything's going to be fine.
Says the Gemara, right, it's going to be fine like a knife. So now it says Gemara, af. Even though Bezel said it's mukshar, that it's a, you know, it's good shchita, lo shir elu l'tayra midei nevela. It's only saying that it's not going to be nevela. That's it. Ava, b'achila, so he's going to say it's asad eat. Rashi says, gezer, olacha, ato ava. Right, olacha is away from you, and ava is when you bring it back towards you. So if you go one way, you may not bring it the other way, and then it's definitely going to be tearing, and that's going to be a problem. So therefore, it's the gezera. Amr avash, avash, he says, dekenami deketani, also you can imply it from the fact that it says, b'shami posa mishil machshirin, the fact that it's the fact that it says posin machshirin and not osrin and matirin, therefore that is a riot to you to tell us that it's talking about the fact that it's just a discussion of tuma. Both of them say you're not allowed to eat it, but it's a question of tuma. Says Gemara v'litameich, what are you talking about? If that's what the discussion was, then listen to b'shami mitamin b'sila mitirin. That's what it should have said. El posin machshirin. Really, this is one thing. Whether you say it's posel or you say it's posel machshirin, is the same as saying aser and mutter. And therefore, it's not a raya from that it's telling us about tuma. I says el posel machshirin, but listen, posel v'hechshar shchita kai lebeishamei psula shchitasa. It says the shchita is not good in a veil. It's considered in a veil. Lebeisel shchitasa kshera af bechila. It's even bechila. But let's take minei siyata. Rabbi Yochanan, miyad Rabbi Yochanan Isa. It's Gemara Gamilei Mirabo. Okay, says the Gemara. Now we're going to get into some, we finally hit a point where it would be very helpful to have a picture over here. I think we can still explain it pretty well. We know that when you do shchita, you got to go through the kana and the veshet. The kana is the trachea and the veshet the esophagus. In simple terms, that would be known as the windpipe and the food pipe. So when we're dealing with the ideas of shchita, there's certain limits. You can't just shecht wherever you want. There's an area of where you're allowed to shecht. And we're going to go in now to the fact that when we're dealing with the trachea, if you go beyond the area you're allowed to shecht, that's called hagram. That's beyond the limit. You can't go, you know, a certain area. And the way that the trachea is set up is that there's a series of rings that go around the trachea, and these rings that go around, they have of cartilage, and in between them they have a small little area, a small thing of tissue that's in between them. Now they're not completely circled, it's more of like a horseshoe that goes around it, and so if you're looking from the bottom of the animal, meaning from the, you know, if you touch the neck of the animal, that would be the horseshoe going around, and the open area is on the other side, like towards the head, on the inner side. So That thing, those rings over there that go around it, when you shecht, that's the area you have to shecht within those rings. Now there's an upper ring which is called hatabas, and that's what's known as tabasa gedola,
And that area over there is the absolute limit. You can't go beyond that. So now we say the following. Ashochin bitocha tabas. Rashi says b'tabas ha-gadola. She'el yona l'kulan kamar. She'en tabas l'maylehem. I know there's no tabas above that. Someone who, when he does a shechita, he does it on that uppermost one. V'shir ba'malah chuta al-pnei kula. And he leaves a hair's breadth among the entire circumference of it. Then what's going to be the din? Shechita suk sher. The shechita is sher because he didn't go beyond the limit. You still left space. Rashi explains that v'shir ba'malah chuta al-pnei kula letzadarosh, going towards the top, you know, towards the head, not the body. Then shalo hita lezakin, you didn't slant the knife, latzis min tabas, to go out of it, letzadarosh, at shegmar kola tabas kula, until it finishes all of the tabas, then ksher, it's going to be kosher. Says the next Rashi, right, so even you leave a little bit of it, it's kind of like slicing a cake, and a woman goes, can I get a little piece, you cut it, and then she takes the rest of the huge piece, okay. But the point is here, that little slice that you cut off of there, you left it within that area, melo chot, Rashi's klama kol, even a little bit. Awalim kol, the mishigomar is kula, higrim is a sakin, letzadarosh, but if, before you went and you finished off the shechita, you ended up outside of it a little bit, v'yatzim in a tabas, you end up outside of the ring, v'gomar shechita is a shechita, l'maylam in a tabas, you end up finishing the shechita outside of the tabas. Shenamakum shchita, which is not a makum shchita, she agrama. That is agrama. That's slanting. That's going outside. Shemol shemisina. I alpha pishen nishchat rov akana. But makum shchita, even though you did majority of it, makum shchita, which we know you only have to do rov of a simen. So I did rov of a simen before I went out there, but it's still part of the actual act. Pasli rabban and the rovan are going to pass it whole of the gomu b'psul because it finished off in psul. So again, v'sher b'melochut abrikul shchat zeksher. B'yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer meloachut al pnei ruba. He argues and says, listen, rubo is kikulo. So as long as you did rov of the shechita, even if you end up outside of it, as long as the majority of that ring is still there, then it's not an issue. Right? He says, it's enough to leave a hair's breadth along most of the circumference of that outer ring, of the outermost ring going towards the head. Even if you went a little bit out, it's still going to be good. Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Tvara, both of them come along and they say, Allah is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rashi says, the Rubo Kekulo, cutting most of the trachea circumference within the greater area is considered like you called a cut off, and therefore you're going to be fine. V'af Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, lo amei ela b'tavas gadol, even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is talking about only when what? When we're talking about the tabas ha-gadola. Remember, we spoke about the fact that there's horseshoe going around, but the tabas ha-gadola actually goes around the entirety of it. That's the only time he's going to say that it's going to be okay. Ella b'tabas gedola shemukafas is kola kana, herka chashiva kana, therefore it's considered like the actual kana. Rashi says the Gemara, hol makafas is kola kana. Abo b'shar tabas lo, but with the rest of the rings, that would not be the case. We know you got to go through the trachea, through the windpipe. The ring going around the windpipe, at least the uppermost one, since it's a complete circle around it, it's considered like the windpipe itself. But the other rings go around, they're not considered like the windpipe itself, and therefore you actually have to go through the areas in between the two of them. Therefore, if you went to the other tabaos, that wouldn't be a valid place for the shechita. Rashi says, "Abba b'shar tabaos ein shechita sukshar b'tochan klal ala bein tabaos l'tabaos." It's going to be in between the two, like where that space is where that tissue is. The caravan she'en makif and it's called lakana, so this doesn't do a whole full circle around, it's just a horseshoe, because the precious ritzua abasar michabartan, there's this ritzua, this like ligament that attaches on the other side, that's michabar the whole thing. Lav kanan, it's not called the kana. Ve'af agav, the makif and rubo, even though it's mukaf majority of it, the chi islay, only a place of shchita. That's what we say. Aval l'shvea b'makom kasher l'shchita l'shavya b'makom l'shchita mishum hay taima. Low, we're not going to make it into a makom kasher. Low meaning rubakakulo. We're to make it a makom which is called shchita. Tabas lo ikri kana. The tabas not called the kana. It's going to be another base. Shema kifin is called a kana. It's not going through the whole thing. Shema mina krum shabatocha tabas. Hamaskaso so mivefnim kikana. That itself, the krum, the membrane which goes around it entirely is called the thing. Bushat tabas lo. Frankly, what do you mean? The rest of the tabas they wouldn't be a makom shchita. What do you mean? It's not good? What time will turn a brisa opposite? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, everybody says, beep, turn the page. So someone just shkita through the other rings. So it's just kolakana, rovach, or rov chalalo. Goes through the other The other rings over there cut through one of the lower rings, severing all of it or most of the inner circumference. Then Alpha Pisha in Makifas is called a Kana, even though they don't surround the entire Kana. Holo Makifas is Rova Kana, since it goes through the majority of the Kana. It's Kasher. That's just Holo Makifas as a Rove. Laha Milsa Nami, I mean, in Ruba Kakula, Lishavinu Kana, Abakam Kasher Shchita. Therefore, we say it is good. So this seems to be contradicting himself over here. Now we have a totally separate point, no shaychis to this, but we're bringing it up here. Umugramas psula, but a slanted cut is going to be no good. And Heid Rabbi Chanina ben Tigunus al Mugramas, he said that Shikshera is actually considered kosher. Rashi points out this is a totally under the zachir, it's a separate point here. And now let's read it. Rashi's Umugramas, afilu rubo betoch atabas. Even if the majority of his inside of tabas, so miuto lamaila mitabas agadola. And the miut of his nebasa gedola milsaman pinafshi ustami v'rabbanon kamrila. This is a stam statement over here, and then he says, but someone else argues and says, "Mugremes al mugremes shikshir v'afilu kulu lemaila min atabasa gedola, even though all of it's above it." V'chiagma re'rachman agrama halacha moshi misina mishipua kova, only from the kova lemaila. That is that above the tabas there's actually another thing called the kova, that like a hat, like a helmet that goes above the whole thing. There's a bone there. But lemaila Agamari, that's what the problem is. Could they come on and duff your test? Okay, fine, we're going to get back to that. Just for clarity purposes, on this side point, what it's saying is that the shecht, shechita, agrama is like when you incline the knife and then it goes beyond its space. That we're saying here, the shecht inclined is a part of it goes and cuts within the great ring, the tabasa gedola, and part above it, we said that's going to be no good. That even if most of it's done inside, the shechita's going to be no good, like the Tanakhama said in our Mishnah. And this part, again, is not going well to take. Now, the next one says, hey, he says, no, said even the entire thing is above the great ring, the shechita is going to be good. He says that the upper limit is actually not what we said in our Mishnah. According to him, it goes according to the helmet, and the halacha actually goes according to him, like we're going to see later on. And this is a testimony, and we go to the halacha like that. But the point is back to our question over here. We said this b'risa goes against Rav Shmuel's thing. The Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says that the lower rings are going to be, he says actually they are good for Shechita. I'm Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Tarti Ka'amar. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda said two things. And Rabbi Shmuel Savi Kama Sebechada, they hold like him when it comes to one thing. Upligale Bechada, and they argue with him another. Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Savi Kama Sebechada, the Chatichas Ruba Mamakum Shchita Kechatichas Kula. And if you do it in the right place, it's considered Ruba Kekulo. And Upligale Bechada, the Lashav Yeshar Tabar Samakum Shchita, to say the other parts are a place of Shchita, Mishum Taimad, the Ruba Kekulo, Loma Shavina. We don't agree with that. They argue with him. I've Allah Amri Ka Amri. Rabbi Shmuel said, he didn't say, I was just saying the name of Yosef Yehuda. That's the way it said, it sounds like they're going like him. Rashi says, "Va'achi kamar Rabbi Shmuel va'af Rabbi Yosef lo amar alma taima didei kamar v'lav taima didu." They're saying his shot, not their own. No, hachi kamar. This is really what it means to say. Halacha kamosa b'tabasa gadol. Halacha is like him when it comes to tabasa gadola. Ve'en halacha kamosa b'shat tabos. Halacha is not like him when it comes to the other tabos. Meaning, you're allowed to do it in the other tabos. You're only not allowed to do it in the. You're allowed to do it in the, you're allowed to do it in both, in the Tabasa Gedola and in the other Tabos as well. They don't paskin like him. It says that it's not going to be good in the other Tabos. Okay, long rash here. Take a look at it if you'd like. Says the Gemara now, study time. Kisalik Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera left. He went from Bavel Teretz Yisrael. Achal Mugremes Rav Ushmal. He actually ate from the animal whose shechta was done outside the limits according to Rav and Shmuel. Rashi explains what that meant is, what are we talking about here? That Mugremes, Rav Shmuel, Shchuta Besoch Shar Tabaos, who shechted the other Tabaos, other rings, the Chashur Lei Inu Agrama, Rav Shmuel said that's called Agrama, Da Amri Shar Tabaos, La Makom Shchita, and it's not called the Makom Shchita, you have to do in between the Tabaos. Because Shalom Makom Shchita Kar Agrama, anything that's not the Makom Shchita, it's called Agrama. Can you read a little comment off your test? Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Amat Chila Shchita, Shi Shalom Komo, Karagrama Vadain Ein Kan Hatoya. Right? Even though there was no actual slant going on at that place. So again, technically the literal definition of agrama means like slanted. Here there's no slant, but it's called that. Right? So he says here, because it's outside of its place. According to Rabbi Shmuel, so Armelay, the people said to him, like, what's going on over here? Lav me asked Rabbi Shmuelat, are you from the town of Rabbi Shmuel? Armelay says to them, Man Amra, who's the one who said the way that they paskin? Rashi says, Man Amra, Loha Milsa Mishmei the Rabbi Shmuel. Who the one who says it? So Yosef Bar Chiya, Mikuli Alma Gomer. He learns from anyone. Anyone who says something, he quotes from them. Says Rashi, that is Laha Milsa, the Bishvei, the Rav Shmuel, Amr Leo, Yosef Bar Chiya, Amra, the Taretz Lael. Do Rav Shmuel sever Luke of a say bechada, and they don't like him another. The Hainu Rav Yosef to Kula Shas says Yosef in all of Shas. But he says Bekulei Alma Gamir. Rashi says here's something, he quotes it from them. How do we know it's from a reliable source? Rashi says V'shem Hashem Adavar Mipi Echad Shlo Dikdik B'Dvarim. They didn't say it properly. So if I don't have to go like that, Shomer of Yosef Ekbed. Rav Yosef's like, what are you talking about? You say I just like spew things out? No way. Amar. So then he said, Ana mikule alma gamirna? You think I learned this statement that I quoted from just anyone? Ana mi Rabbi Yehuda gamirna. I heard this from Rabbi Yehuda that feels sveiki de gavrigaris. He also brings down ideas in the lashon of sveikos. Rashi says, Kashoy omrim lo shmua, when he tells him a shmua. Ve omr lo shachach mi mishama. And he was sure he didn't remember where he heard from. How you shown Rabbi Yehuda bishmuaso kibalte mi pi ploni? I heard this from this person. The suffolk Rabbi Yehuda is a suffolk in Miploni Kibla, or Miploni Kibla, we came from him or from him. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Li, Rabbi Yirmiyah, suffolk Mishra, the Rav, suffolk, like, back in the Gemara, I heard this from Yehuda, that feels fake in the Gavri Garis. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, like we see from Rabbi Yehuda once said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, suffolk Mishra, the Rav, suffolk Mishra, the Shmuel. Rabbi Yirmiyah, son of Abba, said, and it's not clear whether it's any Rav or Shmuel, Shol Shematirin is a Bachor, but Makom Shein Mumcha. Three people can matir a Bachor in a place where there's no Mumcha, no expert to do it. We know that a Bachor has to be given to a Kohen, meaning an animal, a Bachor of a sheep, a goat, or a cow, has to be given to the Kohen, but then bring it as a carbon. But if it has a mum, it's not part of the carbon, he's given to the Kohen, he can check it. A mumche needs to check whether this is a mum, which is enough to go into disqualify for bringing as a carbon. If you have a mumche, if you don't have a mumche, and it's clear that this is actually, everyone agrees that this is a problem, then you have three people is enough to go and say that this is the case. But the point is, we see he's very careful with what he said. So what's going on? If he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he's eating the meat that's usher in Bavel, you know, what are you doing over here? Okay, now how can he done it? What isn't hold of the famous Gemara Psachim that you got to take the Chumri HaMakom of where you left from and where you went from, right? You know, that was the Maisa, the Minhag HaMakom, right? She says, B'tmiyav HaMasniyi B'Vesachem B'Makom Shenagu, when they're Makom Shenagu, L'Hachmir, L'Hakil, right? You have to go according to the Minhag HaMakom, Chum HaMakom Shalach Hashem. How are you doing this? Amar Abai, Hanim Yilu Bavel Bavel. No, that's only if someone's going from Bavel to Bavel. Rashi says, Shema B'tina Bavel, Uba Mekomas Harbe. Right, there's a lot of places in Babylonia and Iraq. Umay Eretz, Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, or one town, Eretz Yisrael to another. Inami, Eretz Yisrael, above, or a person is going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Then you have to take the Chumri Makom, Vavim, Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. But in case someone goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Kevin Danan Kaifinilu, since we, being the people of Bavel, are lower to the Eretz from Eretz Yisrael, Avdin Kavasaihu, therefore we do like they do. And Rav Zeir, he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so he says, that's what we do. Rashi says, Kazlin and Gavayu, Ve'in Undutsrichim Lachlo Kavod Lim Komenu, Eretz Yisrael, Hava Achlele. Therefore we go out and you don't have to give Kavod to them because Eretz Yisrael is higher. Avashamar Filatemi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, even, you can even say that the Mishnah rules, even one who goes, one second. Oh, right. You could even say that someone goes above that, so you still have to keep the minhag of where you're coming from. But hani mila echad de daita lachzer. That's only when you have in mind that you're actually going to return back to that city. But Rabbi Zera, im daita lachzer over. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he made aliyah, he's staying there. Amar le abayel of Yosef. Rabbi said, Yosef, al rabbanim dasu bim mechuzah amri, but the people came from mechuzah, which is a place in Bavel. They said, Amar Rabbi Zera, mishmeh Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Zera said the name of Rabbi Nachman. Okay, Bach takes out the words of Rabbi Zera. Anyway, that mugremes kshera, an animal whose shchita would be called mugremes by Ravin Shmuel, is considered kosher. We see over here that actually it wasn't so, that in Bavel, they didn't do it. So it's not even true in the first place. Right? We say that really no one ever, we see over here clearly, it said that they even hold you allowed to do it in the place where the other rings are. Amalei, he says back to him, Nara Nara Pasha, the many rivers, each one has its own flowing. Each river goes in its own way, and each community follows the practice of its own place. Some places above the custom goes with Rav Shmuel's opinion. The other places doesn't go according to the opinion, the Rav Shmuel's opinion. Rashi says, Nara Nara. The first Rashi before that we see that Harabanan. Harabanan dasa mechuz army Rabbi Zera mishmei the Rabbi Nachum ugremes the Rabbi Shmuel kshera vanu mibavel and the Igin and Beisura. We're just knowing it, sir. So we're saying nara nara, you know, upashte kol nar mispashet b'makom shuragil sham klomer kol makom holich acher minhago. Is the duchta of Bavel, the Nigi Kravishmol, there's some place above the Golag Kravishmol, the is duchta of the Lonagi Kravishmol, some do not call it Kravishmol. Right, so that's what we say over here. The previous one, it says, yeah, just clarity. Not that they're saying the Rabbi Shmuel said differently. That's a mistake. I made a mistake. What he's saying is that there are those that go not like Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So we see that in Bavel, you said the minhag's like Rav and that, like Rav and Shmuel, that they're machmir. We see that people do not hold like that. Let me say, okay, some go like this, some go like that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish you all a great, great day.